And joining us now is Nick Wallenda, the king of the high wire. He's sharing some valuable life lessons in his new book, Facing Fear, Step Out in Faith and Rise Above What's Holding You Back. And Nick, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You've got an inspiring story. You've always been inspiring people with your dramatic feats as part of your efforts, and of course your remarkable family. But talk about your inspiration for wanting to put this down in words and kind of give people a practical guide for life.
Sure. So about 3 years ago, we had a bad accident as a family. We were attempting to break a world record for the highest four-level, eight-person pyramid. And as we made our way out on a wire about 30 feet above the ground, that pyramid collapsed, and five of my family members fell to the ground. I caught the wire by the grace of God, and a couple other performers did as well. However, my family was injured in all different aspects. My sister probably took the worst of it with crushing her face, broke every bone in her face. She currently has 73 screws in place in her face alone. And although I caught the wire and I was not physically injured, I didn't realize at that point that I was injured mentally. And I went on to perform and do what everybody says, get back on the horse. And the following day, I got back on the wire, performed for about 5 weeks straight, all while my sister was in a coma. She had internal bleeding, didn't know if she was going to live. And I just continued on. And I thought I was doing the right thing. But the reality was I had a seed of fear planted in my head when that accident happened. I didn't even realize it. And by getting back on the wire and not focusing on that, I was avoiding that. So after about 5 weeks of performing, I took a couple months off, and that's when I began to water that seed. My mind started going places that it shouldn't have been going, and started entertaining those ideas of fear. And got back on the wire after that to recreate that seven-person pyramid. And while we were training, I started noticing an emotion that I never realized existed in my DNA, and it was fear, to the point where I would tremble on the wire, and to the point where I got to my wife after a performance, after a rehearsal, and said, I can't walk the wire anymore. I'm done with this. I just can't do it. And that conversation that I had with her sort of led me into sort of a spiral of reevaluating. Basically, she said, look, your family's lived by the words, the show must go on for 200 years, and you live by the words, never give up. And you do what you do to inspire people, and I don't think that's who you really are. I think you need to really think about that. And the book tells that story of how I was able to overcome that fear, and it's a very practical guide. It talks a lot about my fears that I faced that I didn't even realize existed in my life, but they were magnified by this accident. But fear's off the wire. The fear of failure off the wire way more than any fear of heights or falling on the wire. And my hopes are through this book that people will read it and they'll be freed of their fear, whether it be their fear of pursuing their job, a dream job possibly. I think so many people are miserable every Monday and they work till Friday because their mortgage is covered and they've settled for status quo. And the reality is the root of that is fear. And I hope that this book helps those people step out in faith and pursue their dreams, maybe while keeping their job. That income is important, but at least reignite that fire and those dreams that you've had. And again, that career that you dreamed for. Anything is possible if we set our minds to it and live by those words, never give up.
Absolutely. And, you know, once you get to the root of fear and figuring out why it's there, you can beat it. You can conquer it.
That's right. And I think the key is getting to the root. And that's where I struggled was I buried that root deeper and deeper and deeper by getting back on the wire, by not dealing with it. So I had to dig deep and dig down and dig that root back up to deal with it. And I think that is the root of so many issues that people have in life. And we try to cover them up by, you know, it can be by drinking or alcohol or addictions or whatever that might be. My addiction was walking the wire, and that's where I turned. But the reality is that didn't do me any good. In fact, it did more harm rather than just digging it up and dealing with it.
Part of your story and what you're talking about here and helping people face their fears and is things like shame or facing your fear, just, you know, and finding your footing, finding a place of positivity and anchoring yourself. And all these things are amazing steps. And that's so perfect that you're putting this out there, you know, because taking steps in this way is so important for you and what you do.
Yeah, I think that, you know, right now, what better time than a book to be released? And funny, because this book was written entitled Facing Fear way prior to COVID-19 being a reality, or at least our knowledge of it. So I think so many people are facing fear, and I think people just need to get up and walk through that fear and face it, deal with it. And so many people just give up. They just roll over and play dead rather than getting back up. And my hopes are that, again, that this book kind of reignites that fire in people and invigorates them and encourages them and inspires them to get up and walk towards that fear, so that you can walk through that fear and get to the other side.
How does it feel now? Do you feel a sense of catharsis having gotten this all out and put it down on paper?
Yeah, it was an actual a very emotional and spiritual and it was almost part of the healing process. Was to actually, I encourage people actually to write things down because of this, but you know, sometimes people aren't so great at talking about things and venting to other people, which it's important that we get things off of our chest. But another way of doing that is writing. So there was a lot of healing in just writing this book.
That's a wonderful point, too, is that people oftentimes, when it comes to sharing their fears or discussing things, they feel like they're going to be a burden to other people. And if people love you, you're not a burden.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think that we all experience fear in one aspect or another. We all deal with situations. None of us are perfect. And we all need to be there for each other. And I think for the most part, people do want to be there for each other. I think there's a lot of healing on both sides, and it opens doors for both parties to be able to open up and discuss situations and pull up maybe some old scars and wounds that need to be pulled up so that we can walk past them and get through them.
Well, Nick Willenda, thank you so much. The book is called Facing Fear, Step Out in Faith and Rise Above What's Holding You Back. It's available now, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.